Injury-wise, Justin Gilbert was diagnosed with a concussion. Josh McCown has a we'll know more tomorrow, but issue with his collarbone. Other than that, what anything else, right, Pete? Tough one to wrap your brain around. Frustrating. Our guys battled back, came back for some deficits, but you know didn't finish it. And that's the frustrating thing. A lot of little things, but you know, anytime you give up 14 points when your defense isn't on the field, you're not going to win a lot of football games. So, like I said, frustrating. You know, hard to look at the men in the room and the to see just the look on their faces of being that close and coming up short. I mean, the competitiveness, the pride. That's a tough one to deal with. As I told them, we're on a short week. We're gonna have to figure out a way to put this one behind us and put it behind us quick. I'll open it up.
Mike, could you go through the last 20-25 second sequence there? The scramble by Davis, the timeout used.
Yeah, the scramble. Wish he had gotten out, but he slid, so he had to take the timeout. Take the timeout there. I'm just trying to piece it back together. The one, I know we had communication issues with the headset on the one, which I heard flip, that somebody saying up top that he was cutting out. Austin wasn't hearing him, trying to get our guys lined up. Ideally, we wanted to get it closer and save the timeout for the field goal. So that, that's on us. We needed to handle that better. But, I credit Austin for coming in. I did a heck of a job on the touchdown drive. I think it was 6 for 7. He made plays. I mean, I think that's a credit to the quarterback room, Kevin O'Connell, Flip, that those guys are prepared. I know he was a little shaky. It's tough for anybody coming in to, your first place, 3rd and 10. But I thought once he got out there the next time, settled in, he was solid.
Mike, you ran the ball right before the field goal try. Why not try to? Did you think about trying to throw a pass to get closer? Were you comfortable from 51?
Well, we didn't want to risk the turnover. We felt that we could had a chance to, if we blocked the run right, that we could crease it. If they were thinking pass and we didn't block it well, they made a play. So we certainly didn't want to, have negative yardage or lose a yard or not gain anything on the run. And we wanted to get a handful of yards and keep it on that hash mark and then kick it.
Did you tell what happened on the block? Was it low? Was there penetration?
I couldn't. I don't think the block came from the edge. I'll have to see the replay of it, where there was potentially leakage. When we get opportunities to have three quarterbacks up, just kind of given where Josh was coming into the game from a physical standpoint, it was nothing other than that. There's nothing to read into there. We had the opportunity from a number standpoint, given our depth at other positions, that if we can get, we've had, this isn't the first time this year we've had three up. So that was the thinking, just given where Josh was and where we were at other positions. We always kind of backfill, like I said, the roster based on teams, and Tabes felt, he was good to go with his group, so we had three up.
Mike, was this a one-week situation for Johnny in terms of being the third guy? If McCown misses time, you bump Johnny back up?
Yeah, that's what we'll just watch the tape and discuss that tomorrow. I'm not prepared to answer that just yet.
How concerned are you about playing McCown anymore this year, given the fact, starting with a concussion in game one and the other injuries, and now another one tonight? Is just such an accumulation to even think of.
Yeah, it's. We'll see. We'll rely on what the trainers say. If he's cleared to play, he'll play. If he's not, then he won't.
Do you know if it's broken or not?
I do not.
Did he hurt it? I mean, I know he fell on it. He got tackled on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact play. I know they had said he was sore and he was going to try to push through it. So I don't think it happened on the drive that he came out.
When you say if he's cleared to play, he'll play. Does that reflect on the way he looks?
I'm just saying if he's healthy, then he'll play just like any other player. If they're cleared, they're cleared. I'm not going to say if the guy has had a history of some injuries. We're not going to make decisions based on that. So
how do you look at his time out there relative to maybe being rusted?
Hey, well, I think overall we started slow as a group, but I think once he got in a pretty good groove and I know at one point his numbers were up there. I mean, they made some plays, but I thought overall he did some good things, especially with us being a little bit shorthanded at wideout. I thought he did a good job. Finding good chemistry again with Gary.
I got two of the touchdowns came in the kicking game, but how were you pleased, or what did you think about the defense, especially when you had them backed up and then they gave up that long drive?
Inconsistent. You know, I thought we did a good job on the backed up, got them to 3rd and 10, and we got to make play on third down. I mean, we're quarters coverage over top of tight end and just let them catch a ball in front of us. So got to be a little bit more aggressive in that situation. But I think overall we were inconsistent. I thought we had some good racks of plays, and then other times we were scrambling and got up front we were getting cut and guys were out of their lanes and we missed some tackles, but. No, I just think it was inconsistent.